This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, the MET stands with former staff in time of bereavement and alleged gunman in Witness D murder case returns to court. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. Umango State University of Technology has expressed condolences following the death of Mr. Clement Luthuli, the husband of former head of communication Dr. Thobekile Luthuli, and Melusi Jweleka, the son of a former staff member Aubrey Jweleka. The university said both families were part of the MET community, noting that Dr. Luthuli and Jweleka contributed significantly to the institution's growth. Dr. Luthuli previously led the Department of Communication, while Jweleka was among MUT's first graduates and later headed the part of the MUT Department of Chemistry. University officials said former staff remain part of the MUT family and conveyed support to the bereaved family. Mr. Luthuli's funeral will be held on Saturday at the Lutheran Church, with details for Melusi Jweleka service to follow. In other news, Madipatile Sotheni, the man charged with the murder of Marius van der Merwe, known as Witness D, at the Madlanga Commission, is expected to appear in the Brakman Magistrate Court today to apply for bail. Sotheni, who denies all charges, was arrested after van der Merwe was shot outside his Brakman home weeks after testifying about alleged corruption in the Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department. He faces charges including murder, attempted murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and unlawful possession of a firearm and ammunition. The state indicated that it will oppose bail. The case has drawn attention due to its possible links to testimony at the Madlanga Commission and broader concerns around witness protection in high-profile investigations. The court is expected to weigh factors such as flight risk, potential witness interference, and the strength of the state's case in deciding on bail. Tatele Chaba reports.
Multiple charges including murder, attempted murder, conspiracy to commit murder, as well as unlawful possession of a firearm and ammunition. The state is expected to oppose bail. The case has drawn attention due to its potential links to testimony at the Madlanga Commission, highlighting broader concerns about the protection of witnesses involved in high-profile investigations. The court is expected to consider factors such as flight risk, possible interference with witnesses, and the strength of the state's case when deciding on bail.
And finally, kuvaleka amanxeba esilonda esidalwe ukuqokwa eminxweni eyisikhombisa kepha wangathola ndondo yama Metro FM Awards Music Awards kumculi wamapiano uZinxumalo othole ingqazivele yethuba alinikwe inkampani edlala umculo nge-internet Spotify. uZinxumalo, ogama lakhe lokuzalwa nguZandile Nxumalo, umculi ongaconsi phansi kubalandeli bomculo, umenyezelwe ngabe Spotify ukuthi usebemkhethe njengenxusa lohlelo lwabo lwezinyanga zonke oluthi Equal Africa. Onhloso yalo ukuqhakambisa ubuhle bomsebenzi eyenziwe abantu besifazane emculweni. Spotify idalule ukuthi lo mculi ufakwe kuleli uhlelo ngenxa yokuthi kuthe sekuhlanganiswa izibalo zezingoma zamaciko ayizilalelwa ezidlalwe kakhulu nyakenye. Kwavela ukuthi uZinxumalo odabuka eSwatini kodwa usezinze eGoli unqenqeleze phambili. Vele ukuthi umculo okuzwakala iphimbo likaZinxumalo kuwona uqale ukugqama kakhulu ngo-2024 ngengoma yakhe ethi Funk 55 esidayise ngaphezu kweplatinum eliphindwe kahlanu. A recap of the top stories this hour. The MUT stands with former staff in time of bereavement and alleged gunman in witness D murder case returns to court. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock on the Hangout Show. Reporting live on MUT Radio News Desk, I am Khakazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.